This is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. With the high rate of insecurity, unchecked corruption, and failure of the different arms of government to do what is right, is it safe to say that Nigeria is at its peak of bad governance? Nigeria was ranked 102 out of 104 countries captured in the inaugural Chandler Good Government Index, which classifies countries in terms of government capabilities and outcomes. So what exactly constitutes good governance? Let's find out.
My name is Conway Martin. I'm a media person, of course, a development communicator. Currently, I work with an international NGO, Christian Aid.
A functional government is a government that the citizens are a part of, the citizens are carried along, the citizens themselves are the owners and implementers of those ideas.
Okay.
So you empower people to get involved and do the right thing, so that nobody will hold one or two persons accountable. We'll see ourselves as partners in progress.
That was Martin Zabantle, a member of Christian Aid Civil Society Group, telling us what good governance constitutes. If these qualities as presented by Martins are not present in Nigeria, why then do Nigerians condone bad governance? Well, I put this question to some Nigerians, and this is what they have to say.
I think the answer to that question is kind of complicated, or let me just say somewhere in the middle, somewhere in between yes and no. I'm saying this because Nigerians have this ability, if I will use that word, to adapt to any situation, anything thrown at them. So when we say bad governance and our ability to adapt, that is what we are currently in at the moment. We have a bad government, and we have adapted fully to it. This is not the country it was 10 years ago, but Nigerians have this thing to adapt, and whatever is thrown at them, we just blend and adapt to it. People don't know how to speak out or revolt against the government like we see in other countries. We just tend to adapt. You see the dollar keep on rising, we adapt. You see ASUU has been on strike for the past 3 months, we adapt. You see the price of food skyrocketing, we adapt. Fuel and its shortages, we adapt. That is what we are good at. We know how to adapt and adjust to situations. So yes, personally, I would say we know how to condone bad governance, because if we knew what we deserve, we would fight and protest against such things happening in the country.
Okay, obviously, we suffer from a cycle of bad governance, bad decisions, bad choice of leadership. And for some years, we keep complaining. This one is that one. No. Boom, election time. The same crop of people come under a different banner, and we still go on to vote them.
So you, as a Nigerian, what are you doing to stop bad governance?
I think little next to nothing, because sometimes my opinions and votes to an extent don't count, but I think this time would be different.
So do you know that there are other legal ways at which you could petition and stop bad governance, or petition the government against things you're not comfortable with as a Nigerian? Do you know you have the right to do those things?
Oh, I've tried that before and it was squashed from birth. It didn't even get to where it's supposed to get to.
No, we don't. We don't. It's just that they try to enforce, like, make us swallow their nonsense. We will fight, but just that they allow us to swallow it. They don't have choice. Okay, look at the SARS protest they did. Mm. That even the police came to attack and killed people. And yet the government said nothing about it.
Those are some Nigerians there speaking. Are there legal ways in which Nigerians can push for good governance? Well, after the break, we will find out. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at why Nigerians have been condoning corruption. Before we went on break, we had a chat with an activist who explained to us what good governance means. We also heard from Nigerians because they have continually condoned and lived in bad governance administration after administrations. Are there ways Nigerians can push for good governance as enshrined in the constitution? Well, let us hear from a lawyer.
Barrister Maru Viakasi. I'm a lawyer based in Kano, and I'm an expert in constitutional issues. Yes, there are legal ways in which Nigerians can think about bad governance. But let me start by saying that a protest per se is not illegal. And as Nigerians did it during the petroleum protest during the John F. Kennedy era, protest is recognized globally and is constitutionally recognized. If there is bad governance, Nigerians can follow the process, seek the necessary permission from security agencies, and express their grievances, of course, without violence. Then, when you talk about governance, governance is divided in three cadres according to the Nigerian constitution. We have the federal government, we have the state government, we have the local government tier. And among these tiers, we have councillors at the local government, we have chairman at the local government, we have state legislators at the state level, we have governors. Mm. Then we have members of House of Representatives, we have senators, then we have the president. Now, if you want to channel a grievance, then you follow the process. You have your councillor in your local government, you write to them, you express your grievance, you have your chairman of the local government. If you are not satisfied, we'll have the local government being operated, you write to them. You have members of State House of Assembly who are the legislators and who takes the people's demand to the House for legislations. And this legislation is what is used to, you know, engineer, you know, the budget and what have you. You understand? Mm. So there are protocols and procedures. If you have the grievance with the federal government, you write to your senators, you write to members of House of Representatives, you understand? And okay. Of course, you can even write to the president and open that to the president directly expressing your grievance.
As a lawyer now, and with how our justice system is now, is there a chance that these letters written are going to serve the purpose? Because that's where Nigerians lose hope, that they do this process and it doesn't get to where it's meant to be, or it's totally ignored.
Yes, part of our problem is we lose hope easily. Fight for a change takes time, and fight for a change or expressing your grief or pursuing your rights is not an easy thing globally. You understand? Even in the US, you have cases of shooting randomly, the black community will come out, protest, and what have you. You understand? So there are grievances, but what needs to be done is the passion, the chance, and the determination to change the status quo. If it refuses to change, then election is upcoming. You have the right to vote, and your vote is your right. You can only change a lot of things in governance through voting the right people into power.
Which everything you've explained now, do you think Nigerians condone bad governance because they don't?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. A lot of things happen, but we swallow it. And like I said earlier, during the petroleum protest during the Jonathan era, Nigerians came out and protest massively, and we were united. You understand? It's the same protest in Lagos, it's the same protest in Kano, and it's the same protest in Port Harcourt, it's the same protest in elsewhere. And there was a lot of coordination because I was also involved. There was the Nigerian Medical Association is involved, the Nigerian Bar Association is involved, the traders are involved, and everybody's involved. And okay. The government saw the red line being drawn.
All right.
And they went back to the drawing room and changed that policy. You understand?
Okay, so you're saying legally Nigerians can change lots of policies, but they are just being laid back.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure. The only problem become resilient and we swallow everything.
That was Barrister Maru Viakase speaking. Civil society can be understood as the third sector of society, distinct from government and businesses, and is meant to push for the rights of citizens. Are the civil society groups in Nigeria doing enough to hold the government accountable and ensure good governance? Let's get back to Bilkisu Ahmed and Martin Zabantele in the studio.
The civil society, especially from the part which I operate from, we do a whole lot of things. There's something we do precisely that we talk about, speaking truth to power. Speaking truth to power is about holding government accountable while working in synergy with citizens and, of course, try to work with government as well. We try as much as we can. We work with the people, with the community, with the less privileged, with communities, leaders, religious, and other traditional leaders, and, of course, every stakeholder. And we interface with them on a daily basis. We know the problems. We know what they need. We know the challenges. And what we do, we come back and then have reports presented. And most times, hold meetings and discussions with policymakers, the government, the executive, the legislators, the judiciaries, and all of that, we try to present the facts as we get them from the citizens, because we interface with them. One of the best things that the civil society is doing is that they work hand in hand with the citizens.
Okay, so why do you think Nigerians condone bad governance? You see, in America, in other countries, even of recent in Sri Lanka, the citizens stood up to fight their leaders to say, no, enough is enough. But in Nigeria, even with the whole civil society, things are just being taken, bad governance.
The reasons are simple. One of the reasons is that Nigerians are too comfortable. We are adaptive in nature. We are easily accepting anything that comes to us. And secondly, because we are divided along different lines. If you go to the part of northern part of the country, you will see religion, you will see ethnicity, you will see language and all of that. Go to the south, you feel the same thing again. I tell you a very simple example. I am from Cross River State, and if I go to my village in Obaluku, where I come from, and I dare say I want to contest an election, although I was my parents are there, I schooled there for a while, they tell me I'm a visitor. You know why?
Because you're not because
I'm not staying there. And this is one of the reasons, because Nigerians do not want anything inconvenient. We easily adjust to discomfort and accept it as part of life. We are too comfortable to accept anything. Yes, we are hardworking people. So we are not pushed. We are not prepared. We are afraid to make sacrifices. As a result of that, our leaders have understood the philosophy of the people. So the moment a group of people comes together, for instance, take NSAS, for instance, when the youth spoke in one accord, apart from the riots, the Aba women riots, Awoma, Amina, Suwabat, all those days that you hear that there were a lot of campaigns and, of course, protests that actually yielded a lot of results. I am 43 years old in this country. I have not seen a movement of a young people or a group that has actually succeeded that the end, like the NSAS did.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in between the process, there was religion divide. While some of us were protesting across the south, some were in the north supporting, protesting in support of the government, irrespective of the fact that we are all involved in this process. So religion was the key thing that actually they used. Oh, the president at the center is a Muslim. You group of Muslims, you want to fight against him, don't do that. And then he retreated. So this is the problem. Religion, ethnicity are the reasons that Nigerians cannot speak in one voice and say no against injustice. So
what are you doing as civil society to stop this, to bring this to an end, to make a difference?
The very beautiful thing we are doing is that, for instance, well, some of our campaigns in this process towards the electioneering period that comes in 2023 is to let people know that religion, ethnicity are not the end thing. Quality and competence should be what we are looking at. We are sensitizing Nigerians through different media platforms, through our community engagement, focus group discussion, meetings with stakeholders, community leaders, especially young people who form the chunk of the voting population. About 70% of Nigerian population are youth. Most of these persons in the past did not vote. And so what we are doing is that to change the narrative is the fact that we want to, a lot of Nigerian youth are being registered. We are encouraging them to go and register and vote. And when they are voting, they should vote for competence. They should vote for the right candidate. They should vote for ideology, not for religion, not for ethnicity, not for money or whatever that they will get. But the future of Nigeria should be the watchword to what they will be doing come 2023.
That was Comrade Martis Abantahe, a member of Christian Aid Civil Society Group. According to the 11th President of Lebanon, Emile Jamil Lahoud, democracy, good governance, and modernity cannot be imported or imposed from outside the country. This means whatever form of good governance we seek only starts from within and definitely involves everyone. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. You can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprouts.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. Or even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comments, or even suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.